Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends, around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And that's where you're going to find all of the latest information about the fires in Maui and the animals. And I just got to tell you, I mean, who would you think, Nathan, would be on top of what's going on in Maui, the fires and the animals, and would have all the answers to share with us?
I can't think of anybody else in that kind of thing except for Eileen,
you
who calls into
it.
The show.
Well, Eileen Weintraub, the founder of Help Animals India, she doesn't just help the animals in India. She's on everything. So fortunately, it's, you know, as soon as the disaster is happening and the animals, there wasn't much information, but Eileen sent me the link. She's connected with the animal rescues on Maui and what's going on, and she sent me all the links and stuff. So I'm posting what she's sending and the updates. And initially, there was great concern because the guy from Maui Cats, I think it is, was missing. But then word came in a lot later that he had been located. He's alive and well, and you know, work with the animals, but my goodness. And before we launch off into anything else, I just want to let you know that it is the second Sunday of August, and that means it's Healing Sunday on Animal World, and best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is zooming in from his new home in Idaho. Linda Rasmussen's here in the studio with us, and Stacy's here, Nathan's here. Those are the two posts there, Nathan, that you're looking at there on Facebook, and has the links for donating and all of that. But there's a whole organization just taking care of the cats. You know, the Maui cats, and that apparently, you know, the Lahaina area and all of that, there were a lot of cats. But my gosh, if you've seen the, you know, videos and the films of the areas and the disaster, my understanding is, They're kind of talking about, well, of course, climate change and all of that. But a lot of it, they say, has to do with, you know, human population, tourism, you know, and the growth of all of that. And one of the biggest problems are the abandoned sugarcane fields. Because now they're just covered in non-native grasses. And prior to this, they knew it was really, really dry, really dry. So something happens, and man, that grass, and it just goes. Well, apparently, at least and from the maps and the explanations I've looked at and seen, there are huge, I mean, acres and acres of this non-native grass that's all around. It all used to be sugarcane and coming right up to the edge of Lahaina. And as far as I know now, I wasn't able to catch up on any of the latest early this morning. I don't have time to do that on Sunday mornings. So I don't know if there's been any other update. But as of the latest that I know of, they don't actually know what sparked the fire. So they don't know that. I don't know that they will. But they don't know that. But apparently what happens is that those grasses took off, and then it just becomes an inferno. Because, you know, one of my first thoughts when, you know, it's like the Lahaina's just gone, and that's what was one of my favorite places on the planet, one place where I had spent a lot of time decades ago. But, you know, I was thinking, I immediately flashed back. Do y'all remember in your history lessons in school, the big San Francisco fire? Remember when San Francisco burned and we all learned about in that school and how horrible that was and how devastating? Well, I had the mindset kind of that that was something that happened way back when. And we know too much now for it ever to wipe out a whole city. We wouldn't have that kind of devastating fire again. Now, yeah, Maui and Lahaina is different than San Francisco, but still, I mean, the whole city, the whole place is just gone. Just gone. And because that fire came in, and my gosh, if you've listened to the people and the stories, there was absolutely zero warning. So all of their warnings, and they have sirens and stuff set up for quakes and emerge and stuff, but this happened so fast, nobody hit the buttons. There were no sirens, no warnings. And then they have systems for emails and texts, and some of those links happen, but a lot of them didn't. So a lot of the people had zero warning, and the stories are here that say they had like 2 minutes to get out of the house and run for their lives. And they left without shoes, without it. So the vast, they've lost everything and have nothing with them. And many didn't make it. And did you see the stories of those that literally had to run into the ocean? I know one family, I saw a father and 3 kids, and they found a board to hang on to, and they almost lost each other in the waves, but they kept themselves together, and they had to tread water out there for hours and hours until they were rescued. Well, now imagine that fire coming in. And the humans have no warning, 2 minutes. And it just wipes out everything. Well, what about the animals? Very few people were able to take any animals with them. Okay? Stories of people, you know, horses and stuff, they just had to let them go. You know, they just had to open up the, let them go, and hope that their instinct would draw them away from the fire. Sometimes that happens with animals. But sometimes it doesn't. But anyway, they just had to let them go. Well, what about, all, you know, it's just overwhelming to think about it. So anyway, we've got the links up. I know Como is promoting a site, Maui Strong Fund. So be a little careful about just sending money off. Make sure it's going to a legitimate source that's going to the right place. We know the links and the donation stuff is good on the stories that I posted, thanks to Eileen, on both the Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and Martha Norwalk. They're posted. Anybody can go. You don't have to be a friend of mine. Either website has the links.
And if you're not on Facebook, that website would be animals and then the numbers 24-7.org. So animals24-7.org, and then there's a big green donate button which you can contribute to the disaster in Maui.
You know, so if you can help, please do. And if you can't do anything else, pray. Pray for the people, pray for the animals. And just know that there's a lot of unfortunate news still to come. I mean, the death toll I last heard of humans was up to 93.
Oh, but big jump since I heard the other day was like 55.
Yeah, no, 93 as of this morning, last night.
I know they're sending
down.
But
I think there's at least 1,000 people or more still missing. And they, you know, they just don't even really know. It's just, you know, but we've sent cadaver dog teams teams. And they had trouble getting out of here for the first day. No, they couldn't fly. They couldn't fly out of here because they couldn't fly in there and all of that. But eventually we've gotten over there, and we've sent all our best teams over there. And of course, I'm sure everybody else, you know, everybody's helping. But it's hard to wrap your mind around. But, you know, I don't know if any of the rest of you were as shocked as I was. But I still had that mindset that, well, you know, yeah, we lost San Francisco decades ago, but that would never happen again. Well, welcome to climate change.
Yeah, you would think with especially a place like Maui being surrounded by nothing but water, right, and then fire departments, you know, easy access to it, just the way that those, because they were doing like a, I guess they call it a typhoon there, but very strong winds. And I was going through, so the fire sparked and those winds just quickly pushed the fire across the island. And the fire department just can't keep up with that, no matter how hard they try.
Yeah. And when you look at the devastation, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, how they're going to recover. The one little ray of good of hope. So I don't know if you've ever been there or if you've seen the pictures or the stories, you know, about the incredibly, the oldest banyan tree. And I remember being there, you know, and it's scorched, but it's still standing. And the latest report I got on the tree was that if the root system is healthy, they should be able to help it recover. Oh, God, what a blessing that would be. Keep at least the banyan tree, but I mean, everything. And it was an incredibly historical site and all the ritual that is the Hawaiian Islands and all of that. And Stacy, this has to be especially touching you.
Yeah, definitely. I have some. My nephew lives on Maui. He doesn't live in that area, but, you know.
Because you are from Hawaii.
Oahu. Not from that island particularly.
But that's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oahu. And there are fires on the big island on Hawaii,
Hawaii, the big island.
But
this is not.
But you're from Oahu.
Right.
But you said, so you have relatives on Maui.
On Maui, yeah. They're safe.
Well, are they okay?
Yeah, they're safe. But I have other friends who live here who, you know, their relatives have lost their homes and things like that. So big thing too, what I've heard from people in Hawaii is like, if you have a vacation plan for Maui, please reschedule that. I mean, they really don't need right now. They even have tourists coming in now and wanting to just go look at the area. And it's
I thought they were making everybody leave.
No, there's, but now that, you
but
know,
now, okay.
a couple of days later. So it's really,
really
hard for the people that live there to try to, you know, because they can't go to work and help, you know, work in a hotel, you know, their home is gone, you know. So if anybody is planning to travel to Maui, just...
They don't need the burden of taking care of tourists right now.
Yeah.
Even if they're scheduled to be in an area that didn't burn.
Right, yeah.
That but maybe all the people that support that area or work in that area...
Yes, that's it. They don't live at the hotel.
You know,
hotel.
Maybe they lost everything. That's
correct.
What you're saying. So,
yeah, so.
Please open your heart and don't be selfish about this.
Right.
And if you lose a little on a trip or something, I'm sure, you know, that can be made up. But even so...
Right.
It would be better to honor the people of Hawaii and not burden them by
right
having
now.
To take care of tourists right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
So what we need to do, it's kind of like, it's reminding me right now, pandemic, lockdowns, all that kind of stuff. Remember Ocean Shores? You know, mm-hmm. and the mayor had to get on because it was a place where you could kind of go. And even with the lock, you know, and stuff and be on the beach and away from people. So everybody was piling over to Ocean Shores. And so the mayor of Ocean Shores had to get on TV and say, don't come. We can't handle it. Everything's
right.
locked down. Everything's closed. You know, we don't, we can't handle it. So please don't come. So that's what they were saying now for Maui.
Right.
Don't come.
I mean, they may not be, you know, but the people there don't want people to come.
Yeah.
I mean, the government actually hasn't said it, but just don't go.
Yeah.
I mean.
And Stacy knows because she's connected. She has family there. She's from there. And so what we need to do is help in the ways that we can, pray, send money if you can or help. And then we have to wait for them to say, okay, we're ready. We need you because eventually they'll need support and want stuff. So, but we have to wait for that.
Yeah.
So if you have a trip scheduled, change it. All righty.
Right.
Now, I know, but I want to go to Nels. Because I don't see him.
Had the thing sharing. There we go.
There we go. Dr. Nels. I'm thinking, you know, about this whole Maui fire and all that sort of stuff. And all of the animals' lives that were lost and those that may be injured or wandered and all of that. And I'm wondering, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I'm wondering, could you kind of do like a group neuroenergetic balancing for the collective energy of the animals affected by the fires?
Question. And of course, it to me, what it boils down to really is it's not something that requires a technique. It's each of us just focus on a vibration of trust and hope and caring, but especially trust that all is going to be working for the best of everyone through this crisis. And if we just spend a minute of slow, deep breathing with a hand over our heart and focusing on Maui or Lahaina and just thinking, I trust, and just focusing on getting that vibration of trust in your heart, that is the kind of prayer that will really help adjust the energy for everyone down in that area.
I trust. I trust. I trust. Whoa. Thank you, Dr. Nils. That was really powerful. And boy, is it needed. I'm overwhelmed with what I just felt tapping into. All right. So, yeah, we have to be reminded that thought directs energy. And thank you, Dr. Nils. If we focus on the horribleness of this and all of that, then we're feeding that.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it is. We have to talk about it. We have to be aware and all of that. But we don't want to dwell on the yucky stuff. So tell us again, Dr. Nils, where does our mind and our hearts need to be focused? What do we do again?
Okay, so what we do is we can look at it briefly. Okay, the situation is there. It is what it is. And then what we want to do is, with that in mind, put a hand or two over the center of your chest, right over your heart's feeling center, and just issue that thought, I trust, and then feel with your hands sinking that heat and that love and that trust right into your heart, and just feel trust, I trust, and get that trusting feeling that it's all working now in their favor with everyone's help, focusing on that vibration of trust. We're just bringing that energy into the situation and not perpetuating that other vibration of destruction, right? We want to focus on trust for the better future.
Ooh. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, the first time when we did that and I tuned in, I was just the overwhelming grief and devastation, and I was just, the tears were, I was ready to lose it. But now when I had you explain it again, do it again, this time, hands over heart and I tune in, I felt the love and the warmth and the healing vibrations coming. So just remember, it's so important. I have to remind myself all the time to practice what I preach. Thought directs energy. We can't dwell on the negative. We want to focus on the positive and trust Divine Mother. I trust, I trust, I trust. And help as we can. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I know you we've bet. Got callers, but let's take a moment to collect and take care of our advertisers so we're not out of time. And then we got Diane. Anybody else going on? Just Diane?
After Diane, we'll have David calling into the show.
All right. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead with your phone calls right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the second Sunday of the month, so it's Healing Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. Nels is on Zoom. Linda's in the studio. We're doing free treatments for you and your animal friends. And, golly, we heard from Dr. Nels during the break, and you can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Now, he always does a free telephone evaluation, and of course, he can work with you remotely, but we don't yet know. Dr. Nels, we got to go back to the phones, but before we do that, and we'll come back and get caught up on your move later, but are you back to being able to do sessions now and the phone evaluations and all of that? Are you still working out bugs? Where are you with your work right now?
Okay, well, I have worked with about four people remotely so far.
Okay.
And I really, this week, now that I've got my internet connection reestablished, I'm back in business.
So, oh, okay, yeah. Good.
It's a little bit of, you know, it's not like my nice office that I had, but it's an office that, you know, I can get the work done, and I'll get my nice office put together. It'll probably be a winter project to build that out, but eventually I'll have a much more nice space than just the corner of a room. In the meantime, though, it all works just as well, and I can help people and their animals right from here.
And so with the arrival of your equipment and stuff, obviously you're able to join us, and you got internet access and phones and all of that, so you can respond to people coming through your website that need sessions or phone evals and can get set up or get the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself at home program. Everything is working good, right?
Yeah, it's all working. So yes,
excellent.
Be happy to help.
Okay. All right. So we'll catch up on Nell's move. So after we take care of everybody who has to call in and get free stuff. So we are going to go back to the phones, and we're heading to Bellevue and Diane. Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, thank you all so much. I just wanted to let you know if I disappear, my battery is getting low.
Okay. Well, let's get to this. What do you need today? Who? You, well, animals, what are we doing?
So for myself, the shingles symptoms are diminishing some, so that's getting better.
Oh, good.
But my right hip is still bugging me, and this morning my left leg was kind of bugging me. And don't know if Whiskers and Theo are okay, but I'm here with the kitties, and I'm pet-sitting Molly the dog, so they're probably all a little stressed.
So you got your hands full there. So we'll, Dr. Nels looks like he's already tuning in with Whiskers and Theo.
And Whiskers is in need of a tune-up, so I'm going to take care of Whiskers right now.
And then you can do Theo, and then if you need info more on Molly the dog, you can let us know. In the meantime, while Dr. Nels is working on Whiskers and Theo the kitties, Linda, we'll have you take over with Diane.
All right. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Thanks, Linda.
So, let's see. I'm going to have you think of one of your health concerns. It may not be the anything you mentioned. It may. Just select one of them and bring it into your thoughts.
Okay, got it.
All right, and just notice how you feel about what you're thinking. Just notice those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility.
Okay.
And the number four.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility four.
Hey, Diane, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking tranquility and the number four. Tranquility four. Tranquility four.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the shoulders. And let your thoughts return to that health concern and how you feel about it. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And then, Diane should, and anyone, when you give the affirmations, what are they to do with the affirmations?
Oh, well, the best thing to do with an affirmation is to use it a lot. The day you have the treatment and for the next day and the next day after that. And what the affirmation is doing is helping that vibrational frequency that is associated in the person with tranquility, in this case, it helps to amplify it and really make that vibration stronger, bigger, and that helps sustain the balance that the person has from doing that release of interference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whenever you're thinking about it, just so the more you do it, the better.
Yep.
Starting today and for the next few days.
The other thing is to have a picture in your mind that really resonates with that feeling of tranquility, whether it's a still pond or a beautiful sky or a flower, whatever to the person. To them means tranquility. That will also help to make that vibration stronger.
All right. Wonderful. All right. So, Dr. Nels, he was continuing to work. So catch us up. What did you do, Dr. Nels?
Okay. Well, Whiskers needed a good thorough tune-up, both sides of the body, and we got that done. Theo, I have not found anything I need to do. Molly needed a little bit of a tune-up. One was for the right side of her chest. I don't know if that indicates anything going on with heart or lung or just a strain in some muscle, but there was definitely an imbalance there, and we got that handled. So we have rebalanced the animals as needed.
Ooh, Molly's mom will come back to a rebalanced Molly. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
And Dr. Nels, it sure seemed like you got to move quickly. I'm eager to hear about the story of how you got there, so I'm tuning in for that.
Yeah, I'm eager too, Diane, because I don't know it either, but we have to take care of everybody that needs their help with their animals and themselves, and then we'll be able to satisfy
Stay tuned.
Then we'll be able to satisfy our curiosity on how this all went. I'm just so delighted. I was just so delighted to actually see his face and know that he's there.
Yeah, he still be here via Zoom.
Right. And it's working out really well. He's stationed himself now that I can see him. I can even see him better than I could in the studio now. So
what's he going to do when we all pack into a van and come to see him?
Well, I don't know. You got a big guest room, Dr. Nils? Diane says we're renting a van and coming to see you.
This place is even smaller than my last one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and it's total chaos.
Room for us.
We have almost no organization here yet.
And how long a drive is it from our neck of the woods over to where you are?
It takes, because you're going to need to take a few breaks, so it takes about 9 hours to get here.
All right, well, so Diane, we Seattle, can't just like jump in a car and zoom over there to see Dr. Nils. It's a 9-hour drive.
Oh.
What about planes or trains?
You could hop a plane to Spokane and
then you still need to drive.
But at least it's not all that far. From Spokane, we're probably talking 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Piece of cake.
Wow.
All righty. Diane, you're good?
I'm good. Thank you all so much. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, we heading down south?
Let's go ahead and do that. And we got David calling into the show for the very first time.
Good morning, David. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
It is you. Okay, now it isn't just David.
It is me.
It isn't just David. And those of you regulars should recognize his voice when he talks a little more. It's David Brown. He's actually part of the Animal World family. And when Nathan can't be here to run the show, David is here. And I think, did we decide yesterday, David, that maybe you were here was he in the studio, Linda, with you and Nels once? Running the show, do you remember? We thought
I think I remember at least one time.
He might have done the show with you guys. But anyway, David is part of the Animal World family. And guess what? David and his family got a really cute Basset Hound puppy. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And then David, you know, sent me an email and said, yeah, we got this, you know, we got a Basset Hound puppy and all of this. And he says, and our daughter's going off to college and we're going to send the puppy with her. So she'll, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, kid going off to college for the first time, raising a puppy at the same time. What's wrong with this picture? Okay, so fortunately, David said, you know what? We want to hire you. And I said, oh, thank goodness. So you need to know where I spent yesterday was with David and his wonderful family on this incredible Basset Hound pup. You know, teaching them everything I could teach them. And we're trying to figure out a plan on how do we grow this pup up and get her to a point where she can go to college with the daughter and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, Dr. Nils, let's see. We've got Daisy, the Basset Hound. And she's about 5 months old now, David, is that right?
Between five, almost six.
Oh, five to say, yeah, 6 months old now. Really neat pup, but similar situation to what I'm usually going into, and that we have a real spoiled kid on our hands with no impulse control. And now, fortunately, she turned out to be a smart, sensitive model in a Basset Hound suit. And that's my favorite to work with. Okay. Now, they cause the most trouble, keep me in business as I get there, but they learn so fast and they're easy to work with. Well, anyway, little Miss Daisy, as soon as the new sheriff came to town, she responded really well. But one of the issues, and it's kind of a generalized issue that I see pretty frequently now. A lot of it's related to COVID and lockdowns and all of that. But I see more separation issues with dogs than I used to. And Daisy is no different. Before I got there, she couldn't actually be closed in her crate without carrying on and barking. She did a lot of spoiled, bossy barking at them when she didn't like what was going on or didn't want to do something. And they couldn't even leave her in the room and go to another room without her having a fit. And if they had to leave, then she barks all the time. Anyway, I know, Dr. Nils, that this separation stuff is something that you've been able to make some really good progress with other clients. Dog.
Yes, that is so. I've helped quite a few older and younger dogs, either way, that develop that anxiety. If you have an old dog that's had it, you know, for 12 years, I probably won't be able to change that. But if you get an old dog that develops this problem, maybe because of a big change that happened in their life, then usually pretty easily fixable. And younger dogs, my work along with your kind of help, it takes both of those really to shift the young dogs so they get a good start.
Yeah, and so by the time we were done yesterday, we had Daisy staying in the crate quietly. She'd stopped the spoiled, bossy barking. She was very subservient to Aunt Martha, but loved me and was, you know, happy anyway. So I think that they're going to do, I couldn't have picked a better dog, I think, for this situation, for what they want to do. And I think they're going to be fine, but I figured, you know, I gave them everything that I could about separation and working with all that now, but I figured if we at least got Dr. Nils, you tuning Daisy up, you know, at least, yes, you know, every month on the air or whatever, that would help us, because obviously Daisy can't go to college until she can stay by herself for a while her mom goes to class and stuff.
Right.
So we
right.
have to master that before she can move over to college. So I know you're working on Daisy right now. What, if anything, are you finding?
Yeah, I found some blockages in her neck on both sides, and then just a little ways behind the shoulder blade on the side of her rib cage, there was another area, and that was on both sides as well. And at this point, I don't regard this as, you know, serious stuff in terms of medical problems. It's just energy that's not moving properly. Mm-hmm. So it's interference. It can develop into behavioral situations, and, you know, if left alone for a long time, even might develop into a medical condition. But this is just nipping into the bud. Let's make everything flow just the way it needs to. She'll be more comfortable inside of her own skin, and that helps mm-hmm. everything that you're doing with her training process to work better.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Because she's a great little dog. I have another client with a slightly older Basset Hound, and man, you know, I'm always telling you, dogs are as individual as humans are. Well, it was the comparison just was hard to even do between these two different puppies, and it was quite apparent that David's old Daisy was a much better bred genetically Basset Hound than the other one I've worked with. And that makes a difference in terms of personality and temperament and sometimes and so forth. But she's a good little dog, and I think they're doing well. So, David, did I cover the bases okay about Daisy and everything? Is there anything else you want to add about Daisy or anything we need to do?
No, those sound like I've covered the bases just fine.
Okay. Now, usually we turn the humans over to Linda and have her do a session. Would you like Linda to do a session with you or Tara or Jessica? Are they there, and would they like a session?
Sure. Yeah, they're in the other room listening in the other room while I'm out in the living room.
Okay. Well, who would you like a session?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, Linda, you can start a treatment with David then.
Okay. Hi, David.
Hello.
So I'm going to have you think of something that concerns you. Just bring that into your thoughts. And notice how you feel about it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you focus on a feeling of bitterness. So setting that aside, focus on bitterness.
Okay.
And then I'm going to replace bitterness with the feeling of a grudge.
Feeling of a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we're going to replace that with the feeling of tranquility. So now we're just focusing on tranquility. And the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility three.
All right, David, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking tranquility and the number three. Tranquility three. Tranquility three.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth. And then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the shoulders. And then just let your thoughts go back to whatever that concern was. There's a little more to do, so keep focusing on the concern and how you feel about it. And we're back to the feeling of tranquility. This time the number is six, tranquility six. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of the forehead. And I'm going to have you take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can as you think tranquility. Six, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to.
Now, David, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the left side of your forehead. You've exhaled all your air out, holding it out as long as you comfortably can, taking breath in when you need to and exhaling out again. Thinking tranquility and the number six. Tranquility six. Tranquility six.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that concern back into your thoughts. That is complete.
Yay.
And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, David, did you hear the discussion about what to do with the affirmation that we had?
I didn't catch all of it.
Yeah, the main thing is just to, today, tomorrow, and the day after, I'll really focus on feeling tranquility and thinking this affirmation, I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And if you could hold in your mind some kind of image that to you represents tranquility as you think it, it will really help get this vibrational frequency more amplified in your field. And the point of the vibration from tranquility is to keep the field balanced of what you release today.
All right. Now, do you think either Jessica or Tard or either of them want a session, a treatment?
Actually, I don't think they do.
Okay. Well, that's all right. They don't have to.
Okay.
Well, let me interject here.
Yes.
And that is that whoever the primary person for Daisy is going to be would be an awesome thing if they got my do-it-yourself program. You can get that through my website. And then do that like on a weekly basis just go through the process. As Daisy grows up, it will keep her free of interference. The bonding experience you have with your animal when you do this is amazing. I did this with my puppy when I got her years ago. Let's see, 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she loves her tune-ups. I say, do you want a tune-up? And she is just all wags, and she gets up on my little table and she just can't wait to have her tune-ups. And it's just such a wonderful bonding experience. She really looks at you differently when she knows that you can do that for her.
All right. So the do-it-yourself at home program, David, is available through Dr. Nell's website. And I left you one of his cards. So you go to healingministryforanimals.com. The really good news for David and everybody else out there, Dr. Nell's is like, it's dirt cheap. So you want to take advantage of that. It's only $50 for the do-it-yourself, to learn how to do this yourself. And what you could do, David said, you know, it's got great videos and instructions and all of that. You could get the program, but then you could learn how to do it. And Tara, she's interested. So when Daisy's with you, but Jessica could learn how to do it, so she could do it with Daisy at school. So everybody could learn how to do it if they got the program.
Right.
So that would be a really good thing to do. And remember, Dr. Nils always does a free telephone evaluation, and he is connected to the world again. So business is flowing, and you just go to the healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the contact form and tell him you want to talk. And of course, he'll arrange a phone call. Now, if you can't do anything else, you can always call in the second Sunday of every month and get a tune-up. But I don't know. It's rare that Dr. Nils, you know, says that that's a good idea to do. He doesn't usually try to sell stuff, but so I think it means something when you because you're sharing that story. I hadn't even thought about that, but raising a puppy and being able to do the neuroenergetic balancing, that would be incredible for the bonding and so forth.
It really is. It really is.
I hadn't even thought about that. So anyway, David, how'd it go overnight?
Oh, overnight went just fine, and this morning we've already, you know, put her in the crate a couple times, and no noise. So
yay! Any spoiled bossy barking? Is she talking back to you still, or is she?
No, she's really not doing that, or very reduced, and we just, you know, cut it off as soon as we sense it.
Excellent, excellent. And then she's also with stealing stuff, and then going and hiding under the bed, and then yelling at him. Okay, so we got a plan for all that. But she's one of those dogs. See, the smart sensitive models, when the key is you have to have a breakthrough tool. You have to have a way to break them out of their focus on what they're doing. Because you know how with especially young dogs, teenage dogs that have no impulse control and are out of control, it's like the lights are on but nobody's home. They get into what they're doing and people, you can't get their attention. You can't get through. So the key is that breakthrough tool that stops the thinking process. And then when you know how to shift them out of that, makes all the difference in the world. Well, Daisy's one of those smart, really sensitive models. But the magic penny can worked magically as it's supposed to. And it's like we have a little model citizen saying, okay, what now? Oh, I'm ready. Anyway, she's just delightful. David, I'm so glad that the night went well and she's quiet and she's getting it. And it sounds like you're doing well. You know that you get phone follow-up privileges. So call me if you need anything. And I will look forward to hearing from you and how great you guys are all doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World. Talk to you soon. Right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's kind of fun.
Glad things are going well with the dog.
Yeah. But I also, I learned David's all the way down in Federal Way.
That's a bit of a drive, isn't it?
No, I've been all over the place. I mean, I've gone all the way to, like, Shelton to do a session, you know, and I mean, but I quit doing that. And especially now, I mean, the traffic, it was really wonderful during the pandemic and the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I went to like Paul's Bow and places I'd never been because there was nobody on the road.
And you didn't even take a ferry.
Right. And a 3-hour drive was like a 1-hour drive because there's nobody out there. But now that, you know, now it's worse than it's ever been in my whole entire life. And it took me yesterday almost 2 hours to get to him. And I realized I was going down because when he contacted me, I said, of course, I'll come and work with you. But I don't generally schedule that far out anymore, especially going south is really the most difficult traffic wise. But so yesterday was confirmed why I don't do that, because you really don't want to spend 4 hours in the car and then have to do another 4 to 6 when I'm, you know, anyway. But it was worth it to go down and meet Daisy and get them the help that they needed. So it was really fun. So anyway, gosh, look at that. And you're not wagging your fingers and we don't have any callers?
No callers on the line at the moment.
Hey, Dr. Nels.
Yeah.
All right, so I think what you've been there a little over a week, wasn't it a week ago Thursday that the big
Actually, we arrived 7 p.m. Thursday 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay.
And our stuff caught up to us Thursday morning a couple days ago. So two weeks without our stuff.
All right. So we'll back up though, because you obviously had a big move, you know, 9-hour trek from your place and you're starting from Darrington. So everything's worked out. So 2 weeks ago Thursday, I think you and Martha drove and had a trailer or something, and then you had a friend or something go with. But you took a lot. Well, you'd already taken stuff over and left it in storage.
Well, thankfully, we had great guidance from Spirit on where to get a storage unit, and we got what was called a Central Idaho Storage, which turns out to be actually just a little under a half an hour from our house. And our house is way out in the boonies, which means it was a miracle that we found anything that close.
Yeah.
So it's 20 minutes from our house into Kooski proper. And then it's just a few more minutes up to where the storage unit is. So it was amazing that we had this little storage unit and we had 2 truckloads of stuff in there, which was wonderful because, you know, we had some bedding and we had a blanket and we brought our bed with us on top of 2 chest freezers in the back of the pickup. And we had the dogs, some just 2 carry-on type pieces of luggage and a cat in each little cat carrier behind each of our seats. And so this was one cramped, very heavily laden truck. And the cats were amazing. The only time we ever heard a peep out of them is our Puss Puss, the older fellow, whenever we would crinkle a wrapper like we were eating a snack, he would go, "Wow, can I have some?"
Yeah, please share. Please share. So, I'm here.
Anyway, our strategy may have been a little bit cruel seeming, but all we did was we just drove as hard as we could to get to our place as fast as we could, because we knew if we let a cat out, any number of disasters could have happened.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So they behaved like little saints. And Excellent. It was just so wonderful. Yeah.
All right. So so that was it. And then you had another friend drove some another thing.
Yeah.
Too.
About 10 days later.
Didn't you have somebody drive with you on the trip?
No, they didn't go.
Oh, they didn't go. Okay. No, I thought somebody else was driving another car. Okay.
All right. Caught up with us later.
All right. So, but then you loaded up a bunch of your stuff in a trailer before you left. And then that was supposed to be delivered to your new place as soon as you arrived.
It was supposed to be there shortly after we arrived.
Yeah. But apparently there have been some snafus, and now we're out of time for the hour, so we got a love train and stuff. But on the other side, we're going to pick up, and we'll find out what the heck did he... Because I think all the important stuff was in the big trailer that was supposed to arrive, and then it didn't. And so as of, you know, earlier in this week, it was, I don't know if I can join you on the show or not, because I'm not connected. So anyway, we'll find out what happened and all the rest of the story, as they say. So everybody stay tuned. It's time to fire up the love train. Remember, dancing is required. And we're going to send the love and the light and all of that all around the planet. But we're focusing on Hawaii and Maui. Okay. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up with me. I'll come and get you. And here we go. Energizing up the music. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.